Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Doug Steffens, Good Day program with Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, and the snow, and the cold, and the horror, and the excuses because the forecasts were wrong. My God, can you believe it? Okay, so.
But you know what? It wasn't wrong.
I don't know what. Tell
it
me.
It wasn't
what?
Wrong. For you in Boston,
yes,
it was horrible, though, wasn't it? Didn't you have 2 feet?
It was wrong. No, I have 34 inches of new snow in the last 24 hours outside.
Okay.
If you go to Facebook.com, yes, it was. They changed the predictions 3 or 4 times. There's no way these guys get away with not being wrong on the Doug Steffens Good Day program. The weather guys are always wrong.
I saw on the news people apologizing. Oh, we're so sorry.
They were.
Well, you know what? It was still a bad storm, so it changed track. Whatever. It was still kind of bad.
Whatever.
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 Whatever. So anyway, the blizzard of 2015. I'd like to relate the things that happened to me that may impact you, or maybe you can get a relative picture of what went on. So that's why I posted at Facebook.com.
Sorry for me.
That was the second time you interrupted me.
I'm excited.
Are you really? I was trying to point out that there is a picture at Facebook.com/Good Day of the farmhouse with the drifts as of late afternoon in front of the windows, or at least half the windows you can see out of. The other half you couldn't. You look at the picture and you'll see. We had 34 inches of snow here measurable on the farm. So I'm the hero. Those of you who are new to the program, I have a dairy farm in a town just outside of Boston called Framingham, and thus the perhaps relativity to those who especially live in central and eastern Connecticut, Rhode Island, central eastern Massachusetts, up in New Hampshire. I actually don't know how it impacted. I didn't look at the forecast or the results of the forecasting and the actual results of the storm up as far as Manchester. For those of you who are there, if you want to give us a report, 888-302-3684 as to amount. Anyway, that's what happens after these big storms, big snowstorms bring bitter cold. So another reason that travel will be hampered, I should probably post for you as an example of what most of the areas that were hit hard by the storm look like road-wise. I live in an area where the roads are very narrow, and we could just barely get one truck with a snowplow between this farm where I live and the other farm down the street. In fact, in my continuing efforts to be a hero on the farm, I stayed out, worked. I have a snowblower on the front of the Bobcat, which cut a path, at least in the driveways, to get out. But the wind was blowing so hard, you would literally, 5 minutes after you cut a path, it was gone.
So why did you do that?
Why did I do that?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I didn't do it. I had Joe do it. But
why did he do that?
Well, because he wanted to get in down here and make sure that we could get around just in case that we needed to get to the generator. Sometimes during storms like this, the power goes out, but it usually is a heavier storm. This was very dry snow, so power wasn't really affected much. But we have a generator hooked up to a tractor, and that powers everything if we need it, so that I can go back on the air if I happen to get caboodled and get bumped off the air. You've been caboodled before, Jennifer, haven't you?
Once or twice.
Kenny, you ever been caboodled?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, okay, so it's bad. You don't want to be caboodled. You want to get things going again. And so, as a result, the end of the day, everybody's tired, go home. All right, fine, I'll take over. So I go off, and Meredith was plowing most of the day. So we were all pushing and cleaning and stuff, and the ice underneath And the reason I tell the story is because it's relative to so many people, especially north of the Mason-Dixon line, pretty much all the way across to Denver and north up into the areas of the Dakotas. I mean, have you ever traveled out there up 25 and seen what happens in a snowstorm? They close the roads for hundreds of miles. They just put a gate across the road. The interstate can't go here because the ground is, the land is so flat and the winds whip across those plains. You get drifts that sometimes are 40 and 50 feet deep where the road used to be. So, you know, all these people that are complaining about how horrible, those of you who live in the Dakotas and you live in even northern Minnesota, live in Wyoming, Nebraska, those areas that are affected by these kinds of storms that you have three or four of every year. I'll never forget the first time I drove north on 25. And I'm looking, you know, you're out in pretty barren country. There's not much around for miles. I'm talking about hundreds of miles where there's nobody living, no habitation other than perhaps some cows. There's some beefers that are grazing. So you get to the top of a hill, and you see these huge gates. Ever seen them? Have you ever traveled out there, Jennifer?
Mm-mm.
Or Kenny? These huge gates. They just close when the wind and the storms come across there. Just close it off. I remember getting stuck when I was driving across the country once, I don't know, three or four years ago. I took a secondary road trying to find some place to sleep to just get out of the horrible weather. And I went for, I thought I was going to be walking because when I got off, the car was on empty, or at least it looked like, you know, getting close to the end of the tank. So the reason I'm telling you this is because there are a lot of people who live in the cities that don't know even what goes on. The Americans don't have a good, firm grasp of what goes on in a lot of different parts of the country in terms of what it's like to live culturally, what it's like to live, the topographical differences, the essence of what goes on weather-wise. We have a vast expanse here in this country, and it's beautiful, and it's something that makes us unique. But by the same token, if we all are Americans, I think it would be important for us to know what others experience. So, thus, the news media attention at all of this hoo-ha here in the East, and the rest of the country is going, one of the fellows that listens to this program that helps me said, I think it was Monday, let's say, yeah, it was Monday morning. He said, everybody's talking about the storm. You're talking about the storm? Yeah, I was talking about the storm, but I didn't want it to be the whole thing because I didn't know that my sense was that it related to the rest of the country, even though what made it relative to the rest of the country wasn't that it could happen there. It was only because the news media is so focused on it and the horrors that could ensue that it really got in the way of stuff that in fact was more important. Or could have been, I think, more important. Jennifer, you were, and Kenny, in California, Southern California. Kenny always makes us laugh when he says, I saw a cloud yesterday, when he asked about the weather. And Jennifer said, oh, it rained a little yesterday.
Yeah. Just a little.
But yet, your news was completely dominated by the storm.
No, not really. I mean, the local news, I think it was the top, it was definitely the top story.
And yeah, the reason that has at least some the palpitations of people because of travel problems, that might make it somewhat relevant, because you couldn't get from Los Angeles to Boston, couldn't get from Los Angeles to New York, couldn't get from San Francisco.
National implications.
Right, exactly. And so what happens to those 7,800 flights that were canceled over the course of a three-day period, it'll be maybe into next week before many of the folks, maybe many of you, can either get to where you were going. I was going to go to the West Coast this weekend. I'm going. How are you going to go? unless I drive, that's not going to happen. So you just, okay, adjust. But a lot of business folks, people who really, their time is money, this makes it very tough.
Are the people that had to be on the East Coast during all this? Oh,
yeah. Right. Well, you know, again, it's part of, it isn't, in terms of what it was about, it's not a big deal. The news media made it a big deal, and we all kowtowed to it. We did. You know how I do my anti-news media stuff, but this is a news talk radio program. It's hard to go against the grain unless I've got a country full of reporters. And then, probably thinking it through, I do, because there are hundreds of radio stations that carry this program. So why wouldn't I? We should do a roundtable, Kenny. Just call up stations. The station today is KMOB, and let's get the story from you. Or Wheeling, West Virginia tomorrow, or wherever. I think that would be maybe something interesting. Just an idea. Thoughts off the top of my head. Doug Steffen, anyway, the good news is the storm is over. Bad news is it's going to be very cold. And so hopefully we have some tips. The audio would be in the archives, right? If you want to go to DougSteffen.com, you will see there in the Better Living box, I think it's the top of the Better Living box, yes. All of the, isn't it? It's the top of the box, yeah. The tips from Tom Kreidler from the Money Pit on how to deal with some of the problems you'll have with your home and its well-being during storms like this. So practical news, practical info from Good Day. It's 18 after the hour. Are you still losing your hair in the brush or the shower? Provia is the all-natural hair thinning therapy that can help you with all this and much more. Listener Tom says, I've been using Provia for the last 2 months, ever since I heard you talking about it on the air, and the results are amazing. I've been seeing my hair grow back in, comes in thicker every day. It's absolutely wonderful. Even my wife has been commenting on how wonderfully I look. Well, if your wife is losing her hair, Tom, this product is for her as well. Call 800-525-8319 to get the results that Tom got. You'll get them by ordering Provia today. Also, mention Doug Steffen and ask for Provia Super Concentrate. You'll get it for faster, even more noticeable results. 800-525-8319. For a limited time, upgrade to priority shipping. That's free as well. Provia, get your hair back the natural way. Stop hair loss now by calling 800-525-8319. That's 800-525-8319.
Hi, welcome to AT&T.
Hi, can you tell us more about rollover data?
Yeah, what do we have to do?
Not a thing. If you're a mobile share value customer, your unused plan data automatically rolls over for 1 month. It's our way of saying thanks.
That's so wonderful.
You know, let's hug.
Oh, that's okay. We don't have to.
I think we do.
Yeah, I think
this
we just
nice.
Bring
oh.
it in. Oh, wow. And we're hugging. All three of us. Really hugging. It smells like bacon.
Introducing AT&T Rollover Data. All mobile share value plans now come with rollover data on the network with the nation's strongest LTE signal. AT&T, mobilizing your world. AT&T reminds you to never text and drive. It can wait.
Available only with AT&T mobile share value plans. Rollover data automatically expires after 1 month or with any plan change. Other restrictions apply. Visit att.com/rollover data for details. Signal strength claim based only on average LTE signal strength for national carriers.
So you're sporting a brand new pre-owned GM vehicle. You notice the OnStar button and wonder, what if I push it? Do it. You'll get 3 months on us, a free trial of OnStar services, including automatic help in a crash and monthly diagnostic checks. The offer's good on 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM models. Just push the blue button and ask for 3 months free. It's also obligation free. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer details, and system limitations.
Okay, our daily deal is the free teeth whitening kit again. If you want your teeth professionally whitened but haven't had the money, listen up. National Dental Supply is giving a free whitening kit to the first 50 listeners who call 800-913-4980. It's the same strength sold by dentists. Get a white smile to look young and healthy. Call right now before the 50 free kits reserved for our listeners are gone. Call 800-913-4980. 800-913-4980. 800-913-4980.
complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Thank you for taking time to learn more about how you could support March for Babies in 2015. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I would ask Kenny and Jennifer to tell me where the Imagine Dragons would fit on the scale of hierarchy as important.
I have never even heard of them, Doug.
Really?
No idea.
Oh, right,
I think
well,
I heard that they were mad about something, but...
No, they're not mad about it. I don't think they are. But yeah, that's not the story. Kenny, what do you know about the Imagine Dragons?
They're relatively new from the past few years. Las Vegas band. They've won Grammys, American Music Awards, Billboard Music Awards.
Really?
Hashtag out of touch. That's me.
That's Jennifer. All right. So this group has also won a Grammy, apparently. And Southwest Airlines announced that the Imagine Dragons are going to perform a live concert at 35,000 feet on a Southwest flight.
That's cool.
Wow.
An interesting thing.
Yeah.
Southwest is going to launch a sweepstakes next week for one of the fans of Imagine Dragons and three friends to win tickets for this flight as well as the concerts. The destination, Los Angeles, Atlanta, Salt Lake City, and Las Vegas, where the band, as Kenny suggested, comes from. So apparently the winner is going to take a flight around with the Imagine Dragons and then go to a concert in Las Vegas. But part of the deal is that they have to, that Imagine Dragons are going to take a flight on February the
24th. Do you think they have to, like, get a number like everybody else? Are they going to be like B4 when they get on the plane?
Oh, yeah.
You know?
K-13.
Or like that real crummy number like C-116, and you're like, oh, man, middle seat all the way.
Back in the back. Back in the back. All right, also today, our video of the day at DougStephan.com comes from the folks at Newcastle Brown Ale.
Oh, yeah.
They have 37 different brands, and they got them all to chip in for one Super Bowl commercial.
I'm going to celebrate the new home.
Oh, Newcastle Brown Ale. Yeah. Hard to believe we met on Match, and a year later, we're moving in together.
I love these floors.
They're Armstrong flooring. Oh, do you know what else I love? This Gladiator GarageWorks Chillerator refrigerator. It's tough enough for the garage, but it's stylish enough for the home.
I'll find a repairman on the YP app, an easy way to connect with great local...
That phone looks as great as my jockey boxer briefs feel.
Well, it's from Boost Mobile.
Uh-oh.
Come to that app, not be used to it.
Charisma Bedding, the choice for the discerning bed and bath customer.
Mr. Chizo, the wholesomely crunchy on-the-go cheese snack. Hashtag gluten-free, hashtag...
Rotel, a zesty blend of diced tomatoes and...
Green. Conquer the dust stop with brawny paper towels.
Like what you see? It's all from Sharper Image.
Wilson Northern, the Hunt's Tomatoes, Dixie Plate,
that's right. Thank you.
Fridger, Snapchat, Craigslist, Vanity Fair, Nat, or Christmas. You got
my favorite.
I think that is very clever. So you got the gist of it. I try to explain. 37 different brands all help Newcastle Brown Ale pay for the spot, which you can watch at DougStefan.com. That, in essence, you heard the audio, but it makes a lot more sense if you're watching it. And it's very clever. Kenny saw this and he thought, oh, wow. And it is an oh, wow kind of a thing. It'll get a lot of attention, don't you think?
It's almost like they went to crowdsource it. They contacted all these different companies.
Yeah.
And who wants to pay to be part of this?
Yeah, there you go. And a lot of companies that wouldn't be able to, because it's $1,450,000 for a spot, right? Isn't it this year? 32nd spot is $1,400,000? Somewhere around
like
there?
That. Somewhere yeah.
Around
yeah,
there, yeah. Right, exactly. So, and by the way, to take advantage of the circumstances, when you go to DougStefan.com and you watch our video of the day, you'll notice to the right of that a big orange box that says, get your free pound of coffee. So I, unwittingly, I've got like a Super Bowl ad for BuzzBox Coffee right there at DougStefan.com. Nice. If you want to sign up for your free pound of BuzzBox Coffee, the best coffee in the land, call 866-456-7805. Enjoy while you're watching the Super Bowl. 866-456-7805. Free coffee from BuzzBox. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, I want to enlighten you about the bags under your eyes. Would you like them to just disappear? Stop dreaming about it. Pick up the phone and dial 800-543-9262 and order GenuCell right now. GenuCell is the all-natural treatment, comes from plant stem cell technology. Rid your face of unsightly bags, puffiness, lines around your eyes. The ones you've had for years will be gone when you call 800-543-9262. There are lots of people every day. I get another letter, two, three, four, sometimes. A stack of emails from people who say that this has changed the way their face looks. Call 800-543-9262 and mention Doug Stefan. You'll get a jar of Esotique Wrinkle Cream and also a brand new Deep Firming Serum when you order GenuCell today. 800-543-9262. Want to rekindle that flame with the missus? Repeat after me. Honey, I'm going to stock up on motor oil.
Oh, yeah.
Because 5 quarts of Castrol Conventional and a Napa Silver Filter are just $21.99. Trust us, it works. And if it doesn't, which it may not, okay, it won't. $21.99 is still a great deal on oil. Conquer the job with Napa know-how. General States pricing. Sale prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Offer expires 2/28/15.
Did you pay to do your taxes this year? Or did you not pay to do your taxes because you filed them for free on TurboTax? And then you had some money to spend on something else, like a miniature train set, so you can give all your 2-inch-tall friends a ride to a tiny post office or something. Anyhow, how you do your taxes is up to you. But if you want to pay absolute zero, then hop on TurboTax.com and file your taxes for free. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
For simple U.S. returns only. Offer may end without notice. See offer details at TurboTax.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond OsteoFX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Okay, it's 33 after the hour now. The Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jennifer Horn and Ken Kessler reviewing some of the things that are going on. I don't know how many of you remember the case of this fellow Bergdahl, Sergeant Bergdahl. Remember him?
Yeah, of course.
How many people remember him? He was found guilty of desertion, so says NBC News. Pentagon says that's not true. That a determination of desertion has been, that the NBC says the determination of desertion has been made in the case. No decision has been made, says the spokesperson for the Defense Department. NBC News quoted unnamed Defense Department sources who reportedly said Bergdahl will be charged with deserting his unit.
Good.
You think that's good?
Yeah, he did desert.
He was held as a prisoner of war by the that Taliban group for 5 years.
So they got him. When you desert, yeah. Well, where are you going to go?
Sometimes it happens even if you don't desert.
That's true.
All right, but remember there was a lot of discussion about him. He's being held at Fort Sam Houston in San Antonio, and he's got a job, a desk job. He's actually flying, as they say, a desk. One wonders if they didn't just put him there. I would be interested to see what he's doing with an 8-hour day. I'm guessing not much of anything. They just got him there. So what ought to be our attitude toward him? Or do we just forget about it? It's been a couple of years. One wonders, when it comes to things like this, no matter what it is, whether it's something that's specific, has to do with the military, or just in general, our system of jurisprudence is so slow. How is there any impact? It seems to me that if we really wanted to get our blink together, that we would try to figure out a system wherein when you commit an offense, you are charged quickly. There is a lot of work done to prove you either innocent or guilty. You have the trial. You're guilty, fine. You go to jail, whatever the consequences. These systems that allow year after year. And this guy's, this is a five-year-old case. 2009. I'm having a hard time believing it was 5 years ago, but it seems like a few months ago. But putting that aside...
Well, he just got home a little while ago.
Yeah, but you know what I'm saying. It wasn't a little while ago.
Wasn't it last year?
Yeah. This time last year, if I remember correctly. But still, it's just going on and on and on. So the legal system, we have talked about this often. Congress is made up mostly of lawyers. And they come up with these laws and the ways to read into them and interpret them. And so... The average person looks with frustration on something that's bad. And I'm not saying Bergdahl is guilty or innocent. That's not the point. The point is that there are so many of these things, both on the military side and the civilian side, where there's really no justice to be found. Because it takes so long to make decisions or to get stuff, you know, as well as I do. You go before a judge, lawyer says, I move for a transfer of venue.
Due process is
due process.
Here's why I think there's something to this charge, Dougie.
Yes.
This administration and this system would not bring this guy up because it didn't look good for bringing him home and then being a deserter, and we made a trade for Guantanamo Bay inmates to get this guy back. I don't think that this system would have brought him back to our attention again unless there was truly some charges to be filed.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, why else would they bring him back so that we could think about him again? Would they just let him fade away? So that's why they're happy.
That's why they're working at it. Okay. 888-302-3684 always reaches us with your comments. If you'd like to be heard, if you'd like to be seen in print, facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show. So Ken, what is the latest as we follow through a lot of the threads of conversation on the Facebook and Twitter pages, what do we have?
Lots of comments about the picture that you shared of the snow piling up around your house.
Really? Would it be... Go to California, anybody said that?
Christy says, wow, it's stinking hot here in Australia at the moment.
Thank you very much, ma'am. Nice to have, we'll come to Australia and visit with you.
Norma Sue thinks it looks beautiful.
It is beautiful.
It's
absolutely
beautiful.
It was absolutely. Meredith and I were talking about, we were in different trucks yesterday, plowing and out in the snow and shoveling and driving up and down the road. It is absolutely beautiful. It cleanses everything for a while. It was. It was picture perfect, wonderful.
Until it turns into mud.
Yeah. What else?
Bridget says that she's worried about the cows. She says they are probably not happy campers right
they
now.
They aren't. The cows are very unhappy.
What do they do, by the way? Do they walk around or what?
Well, it's hard to get around in 3 feet of snow.
Mm-hmm.
So we had yesterday the crews, two guys on loaders, pushing back the... They have a feed lot area. Remember, this is a pasture. Normally, in the good weather, it's 84 acres. Of pasture, so the cows are free to roam where they want to go, and so this is very confining. We have an old hangar that I built as a large loafing area, so the cows can get underneath at both farms and be secure from the elements. It doesn't really bother them. They're not the wind and the cold and stuff doesn't really bother them unless they get wet. So, but you got to get to the feed, and that was the biggest problem yesterday, getting in and out of the feed lots at both farms, where there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 different pastures where we have animals of different ages. And so each one of them had to be cleaned out at least enough for the animals in there to be able to get to the feed, and we bring the feed in. And I'll tell you, it was a gargantuan task for these guys. I think I said yesterday, we started at about 3 o'clock yesterday morning. Joe came down the driveway with a bobcat that has a snow blower on it, and that at least cut a path. But going out into these last night when I was there, 8 o'clock-ish, the cows were screaming. because they obviously some of them can't get at the I don't think it's getting at the food. It's just that they want to be free, and they're not. It's not their usual routine. So I understand this. No, they just know they can't do what they normally do. And so that was an interesting comment, ma'am, that you made, because the cows weren't happy. You're right. All right. But I, just as an add on to that, I was mentioning in the last half hour how the weather affects those farms that are in the plains where they have, you know, acres, miles of fence that animals just wander free. And it wasn't until last year, I think it was last year, when there was a horrible storm and so many animals died. Remember the pictures of the cows just laying dead in these areas in the Dakotas and Wyoming? Remember that from last year? I think it was last winter.
It's horrible. No,
it was awful. Well, most of the time, these animals can survive in most anything. But when they can't get at feed, they can't get at water, which is what killed the animals. The cold didn't kill the animals last year. There were, I think I remember seeing 2,500, 3,000 beef cattle just killed, froze to death because they couldn't get at feed or water. So that is something to be concerned about. We'll be able to take care of that, but it wasn't a comfortable day for the animals. It's nice of you to acknowledge that, man. Thank you. All right, Kenny, what else?
Eric says, please send us some snow here in Illinois. All we've received here is rain, 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 and my yard's a swamp.
Really?
Hmm.
I'm trying to remember. I was in St. Louis a couple of weeks ago. What it was like, yeah, it was, now that you mentioned it, was really dreary. That rain and that dank, that's the clouds that cover and sort of come down and envelop. Yeah, it's dank, dark, dirty. I get what you mean. All right, sir. I'm going to open my window and blow as hard as I can and see if I can get that stuff to go about 1,000 miles west of here. How's that for you? What else?
Cindy says, in Arizona, we have two seasons, hot and hottest. I ran my car air conditioning yesterday.
Yeah, very nice. Very sweet, lady. Thanks very much. And by the way, that's a comparative degree. If you only have two seasons, it's hot and hotter,
mm-hmm.
not hottest. It's, if it would be three, it's the present.
We get what she meant, though.
Okay, I agree. Next.
Those seven grabber police.
One more. Gretchen says, I'll be glad when the cold is gone so I can start complaining about how hot it is.
That's it. Yep, that's very nice. We'll take that in stride. The good thing, as I've said before, in areas like this where we've had, and it's going to be cold here again, most of the east, again, and I said yesterday Chicago and east, but if you take all the way across from pretty much the east side of the Rockies, north of the Mason-Dixon line, it's a deep freeze this year, which will be very good for those who don't like bugs. Bad time for the bug population, good time for those of us who don't like bugs. Because when the ground freezes as hard as it has, and it stays frozen for as long as it will, most everything that's in the soil is the bug population doesn't hibernate. It usually survives subsurface if it goes down into 6, 8, 10 inches of the soil, and this frost line only at that level or just above it, then they survive. In this circumstance, the frost is now about 3 feet deep, at least where I am. So it'll kill all of the bugs, everything that's there. So we will have less of a problem this year with bugs than we did last year. So that's the bright side. If you're looking, I'm always looking for the bright side of life. Dun-dun, 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 dun-dun. Did you see the stories about how Mrs. Obama got... Okay, go ahead. There we go. Yes, let's look at the bright side of life. The bright side of life. Ba-dum, 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 ba-dum. It is. All right. Karen doesn't like the song, I guess, in and out of that. So I thought it was interesting, all the attention paid to Mrs. Obama yesterday in Saudi Arabia. The president and Mrs. Obama flew from India to Saudi Arabia yesterday. Mrs. Obama was in public without a headscarf. A lot of heads turned. Why would that be? I actually think that's nice. It's good. I don't really believe necessarily in kowtowing, and we've done too much of this to many areas of the, not only in the Middle East, but here in our country, where we feel like we don't want to offend anybody. If you're offended, that's your problem, not mine. I'm not trying to offend you. I'm living life the way I want to live my life, the way tradition has dictated that I live my life. And Mrs. Obama, she doesn't wear a headscarf, so why should she wear a headscarf? If they're offended, that's their problem.
Don't you think the idea is that if I went to Saudi Arabia and didn't wear a headscarf, I'd probably either be in jail or stoned?
Well, you wouldn't be in jail. Well, I don't know.
It depends, I might be dead.
It depends on which country you go to. But you've stood up
so?
For what? I don't mean that's
so?
Right. Yeah, I mean,
so?
That'd be too bad, Jennifer. We'd miss you. No,
thanks.
I just think it's time we sort of push back a little bit on all of this. I really do. I think it's time for us. It doesn't make any. It used to be it was another religion and there were other traditions and we worried about that. Now we worry about offending people with headscarves. I don't give a damn, frankly. You want to wear a headscarf? Help yourself. I don't want to wear one. I wouldn't be required to wear one. I'd look kind of silly in one of those. But Jennifer might think that in order to make it easier for her to get around, if she were in Yemen or Middle East or Saudi Arabia, wherever it is that this is the tradition. And by the way, the tradition is waning.
Look.
As women get more influential and their lives mean something, then there's more pushback to this.
I have to put my money where my mouth is on this one, or my actions.
Uh-huh.
When people come to the U.S., I expect them to assimilate. And when they don't, I get very upset if they don't try to assimilate with our culture.
Hmm.
So that's the same. If I choose to go somewhere else, I respect the culture of the country that I'm going to.
Yeah,
whether I agree with it or not, I don't go if I don't agree with it.
Yeah.
But she wasn't moving there.
You know what? I don't care. It's still, you respect the culture of where you're going.
Not me.
I'm
not in that way.
The reason
if that's
that
all it takes to respect the culture, come on. I'm respectful of people, their human beings, their dignity, and that sort of thing. But I'm not going to necessarily want to wear the same garb that they do. Or what? I'm supposed to go over and wear the stuff that the crown prince of Saudi Arabia wears? Because I'm in Saudi Arabia? I'm not going to wear that stuff.
When you go and travel, do you try to speak the language when you go somewhere?
Yes. It depends on where I am, yeah.
Why do you do that?
Because it's easier to communicate and get good food. Well,
I have to deal with.
There you go. That's it in a nutshell.
Every day.
Yeah, you're welcome. She's here every day.
No beef.
It's, where are we? It looks like 12 minutes before the hour on Good
Stay
Day.
On the okay.
All right, calm down.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-9603. That's 1-800-351-9603. Again, 1-800-351-9603.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg, and today we're going to be talking about the hardest work that we do. As a matter of fact, it's something we do not look forward to. As a matter of fact, we don't even want to do it, even when we have to. And what is that? Shoveling snow. Yep, you know what? We become the victim of weather. All of a sudden, we'll wake up in the morning, or sometimes we'll come home from work, and there it is, a pile of snow that we have to move. We simply don't like it. We do everything we possibly can to avoid it. We get annoyed. We get frustrated. But you know what? When it's done and the driveway is clear and the walks are done, we say to ourselves, hey, nice job. I know I worked hard, but I accomplished something. You know what? It's the same thing in life. There are so many things we do not like to do. There are so many things that we're told to do that we had no choice, but we had to do them. If we just picture the end result, just like we did snow shoveling, we'll be able to put so much more into it, get more out of it, and understand the outcomes of things we do. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
Have you taken your family history search across the pond? There are millions of stories, and they're yours to discover this weekend. Explore your British heritage free at tryancestry.com. Ancestry is offering free access to their entire UK collection with unlimited searching. But for this weekend only, visit tryancestry.com, February 6th through the 8th, and explore over 1 billion records to discover the story of your family before they came to the New World. With free access, you can go back generations and find records from the 1500s and even the Industrial Revolution. See how far back you can go. Search the entire UK collection at TryAncestry for free, but only for this weekend. Visit TryAncestry.com this February 6th through the 8th and get unlimited hours to explore your British heritage. Don't wait. Free access is only for a limited time when you visit TryAncestry.com. TryAncestry.com. That's TryAncestry.com.
The results are in. In a recent clinical study with Flonase and Nasacort going nose to nose, more people prefer Nasacort. Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour is prescription strength medicine that's scent and alcohol-free with no harsh taste. It's non-addictive and provides 24-hour relief of your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, with no prescription needed. Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable, blocks more of the chemical responses that can cause nasal allergy symptoms than antihistamines. Use as directed.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Yeah?
Do you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Oh, it's money pit time.
Money pit.
Money pit.
Money pit.
All right, Tom Kreitler is here. He is the co-host. I do not want to give him more the
more credit than that.
More credit than he is due. Leslie Segretti is also on the program with him. Hundreds of radio stations every weekend carrying this. Didn't I just see you out in some place? Was it Las Vegas?
Well, you just... Boston. We just added WRKO.
Really?
Yeah.
WRKO.
You're
from Boston. For crying out.
Happy to be joining you. You'll be able to hear us from your neighborhood there in Framingham.
I can hear you plenty. All I have to do is call you on the phone. Right after Lindy on the radio for. Yeah. All right, anyway.
Usually from the tractor.
Right, yes, exactly. So anyway,
best thinking.
Craig, I do actually do well, and not this time of year. My best thinking is done where it's warm. Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program is an inspiration for those who listen to it around the country. It's a great website as well, moneypit.com. Tom Kreidler, Leslie Segretti. Tom is here to answer a few questions and to spend a moment or two talking just a bit about the technology of staying warm. What is there that you need to, not only staying warm, but also, you know, preparing or thinking about what to do in the event of the next snowstorm, because there's another one coming. That's coming right up here on Good Day.
Dreaming about a home makeover? It's easy to transform your home with deals on hardwood floors from Lumber Liquidators. Don't spend $5.99 a square foot this week at 3/4-inch solid Brazilian Koa for an unheard of $2.99. Or go from dingy carpet to stylish hardwood in a weekend with easy-to-install 5-inch click hardwood. This week, it's only $2.19. Plus, deals on bamboo, laminate, and more from 49 cents. And get special financing. Get started on your dream home today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Now that the holidays are over, it's back to commutes, carpools, and crazy schedules. It's tough to keep wholesome habits at the top of your list, but here's a way that you can. Special K is introducing a new line of chewy snack bars made with visibly tasty ingredients like rich chocolatey chunks, salted pretzels, real fruit pieces, and wholesome golden oats. James Sell, Senior Director of Marketing for Kellogg's Wholesome Snacks, has more.
These new snack bars are an ideal anytime snack. They not only taste great, but you can feel good about eating them too. With four flavors, Berry Medley, Blueberry Bliss, Salted Caramel Chocolate, and Salted Pretzel Chocolate, the new Special K Chewy Snack Bars deliver pure deliciousness along with the good stuff at 9 grams of whole grains and 100 calories per bar.
Visit SpecialK.com for more information on the new Special K Chewy Snack Bars, available at grocery and mass retail stores nationwide. I'm Jenny Sue Birnbaum.
Tom Kreidler from the Money Pit here on the Good Day program, and a focus on your fireplace and what happens when it gets cold like this, as it is in many of the northern climes of our country. People say, okay, let's augment the heat that's coming out of our heater with a fire in the fireplace. May not necessarily be the right thing to do, Tom.
No, it may not, because if you have a traditional, say, masonry fireplace, when you build that fire, you need to feed that fire with air, of course, combustion air, right? Then where does that air come from? Well, it comes from inside your house. And remember, that air inside your house, you've already paid
to warm up with
your conventional heating system. So essentially, when you start up a fire, you're pulling a lot of air, a lot of warm air from inside your house, sending it right up the chimney. That gets replaced with colder air that comes in from the outside, through all the little cracks and crevices in your outside walls, and that has to be reheated again. So while for temporarily, if you're sitting in front of the fireplace, you're feeling nice and warm and cozy, remember, you're feeding it with a lot of warm air from the house if you have a traditional masonry fireplace. Now, if you have a newer, more modern fireplace that has its own combustion air supply, then that equation is different. Then you're not stealing air from the inside of the house. You're actually taking cold outside air to feed that fire, which is what you should be doing.
All right. Any other things that come as a result of the lessons, the generators and snow blowers and things that people, when they go looking for them as the storm approaches or is here, couldn't find any.
Yeah.
So what the reality is, we're going to have some more snow here.
Yeah, and you know, we always talk about generators this time of year. The thing is, you can't wait till the storm is here. You've got to make the decision.
Yeah.
And, you know, you really got three stages to this process. You can go portable, you can go standby, or you can go whole house. Portable, you've always got to pull it out. It's got to have gasoline. You got to plug it in outside. You got to run extension cords. Standby and whole house are pretty much the same in my book. A standby generator and a whole house generator are both permanently installed. One covers some number of circuits in your house. Maybe it's a little less expensive to buy the unit. And a whole house covers everything. The thing is, the installation for both standby and whole house is the same. So for my money, I would go with whole house. We put in a Kohler 20 kW this year, and it just takes over the main breaker when the power goes down.
Yeah.
And we couldn't be happier.
Well, I don't have the automatic. I just have mine 40 kilowatt attached to a tractor on the barn, but you got to have them in this kind of weather if you are running any kind of business out of your home. Tom Kreidler from the Money Pit at Good Day. Good Day Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia. Good Day Weekend is written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob K. Sound, and recording.
Hi.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.